From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. The looming federal budget cuts known as sequestration will have an effect on research at the University of California. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, UC receives about $3 billion in federal grants every year.
The National Institutes of Health alone awards UC $2 billion a year for research in cancer, diabetes, vaccines, and robotic surgery. NASA, the Department of Energy, and other agencies also award UC research grants. All of those agencies face sequestration.
That could cost the University of California jobs for scientists, researchers, and for, graduate students and postdocs.
UC's Gary Falley says it's hard to say how much money is at risk because agencies have discretion in how they make cuts. But sequestration won't just hurt UC research.
1,000 California biotech and other high-tech companies utilize the University of California research. So as you can see, as this is drying up, it's going to have consequences for the economy as a whole.
Falley says agencies have already cut back federal grants this year. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
California Assembly Speaker John Perez says the sequestration cuts come at a terrible time for the state's fragile economy.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
Perez rattled off a list of cuts to California, including furloughs or layoffs for tens of thousands of federal employees. He says that could stall California's economic recovery.
We've turned the corner. We're building our way out of the worst recession in the history of the state and the worst recession in the history of the country. This could not come at a worse time, and we're hopeful that Congress will work with the White House to avoid sequestration or any long-term impacts thereof.
On Thursday, the Assembly passed a Democratic-sponsored resolution that calls on Congress to pass a balanced approach of spending reductions and tax increases to avoid the sequester cuts. Republicans criticized the measure as political posturing. Some also argued that the cuts could be easily absorbed. That's the KRCB California Update. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Prell.